9 Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 66. Monterey Bay boaters forecast for tonight. Small craft advisory in effect until 9 p.m. this evening. Then another one in effect from Wednesday morning through Wednesday evening. Northwest winds 10 to 20 knots with gusts up to as high as 25 knots. And wind waves 3 feet. West swell 3 feet at 16 seconds. Fog and drizzle as well out there on the bay. And a look at your traffic this evening. Traffic hazard, State Road 1 south at Larkin Valley in the Santa Cruz area. Looks like a pallet in the slow lane there, a wood pallet. And then an animal hazard, Green Valley Road near Polson Road in the Santa Cruz area, and a traffic collision, 11305 Del Monte Circle in the Monterey area. 62 degrees here at KSCO. Up next, Off the Lip Radio Show.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comment.
Good evening, and welcome to Off the Lip, the show about surfing and skateboarding. If you'd like to join the show tonight, give us a call at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, here are your hosts for tonight's program, Neil Perlberg and Terry Campion.
Good evening and welcome to the Off the Lip Radio Show, broadcasting from Santa Cruz, California. What an absolute glorious day today. I just want to say hi to TC. Haven't seen you in a couple of weeks, my friend.
I'm back.
You attended our former guest, the late Willie Morris's funeral last week and paddle out. How was that?
It was actually really amazing. It was the legends all came out.
Yep.
PT was there. Sean Thompson was there.
Skin Dog was there.
I went with Sean Dollar and Skin Dog. It was, I felt like I was at a 1980 ASR trade show.
Yep.
It was that crew that came out, and
it was fun. And you partied till 4 in the morning.
Well, rumor has it. But you know, I got to say a couple of quick things, which are amazing. So his brother emceed it, and he goes, okay, we're getting ready for the paddle out, everybody, but the beach has signs posted everywhere it's polluted. Because Willie was a big prankster. So when they had all those big storms in Santa Barbara, they dumped all the dirt at the beach, and it polluted the beach. The beach was closed.
Right.
Everybody paddled out anyways, and then it started raining on top of that.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, just Willie getting big. Willie didn't want to paddle out, but he got one.
He got one.
It was great.
Hey, the title sponsor of the show is Toyota of Santa Cruz. They shop locally for your new Toyota car, truck, over 150 Toyota-certified used vehicles at Toyota of Santa Cruz, and check out their service, shuttle service, and parts department at santacruztoyota.com. Big problem tonight. I don't have my glasses.
Oh,
no. I can't see a damn thing. My computer's like, what, 15 feet from me?
And it's like a 36-inch laptop, and you can't read it?
I can't see a damn thing.
Hey, by the way, I sent a customer to Julie, and it worked out great.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Our guest tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you have, 45 years with NHS?
Yeah.
45 years.
41? What was it?
41? Yeah. 45? Let's just say 45.
It's a good number.
A lot with NHS or I'm going to say Santa Cruz Skateboards for right now, for people who don't know who NHS is. So he's been there for a long time. He's not a rookie. Been there quite a while. He's the director of R&D. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever ridden a skateboard, TC, well, obviously, right?
Yeah,
you would know. This man had a hand in putting a smile on your face.
I worked there for 20 years, and I'd go out in the public and brag about this guy. Not only do we have him on the show, but like I would literally like brag to people about
him. He's back.
I know.
Appearance number two.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Can you want to introduce?
Well, a Hall of Fame skateboarding legend.
He's in the Hall of Fame?
Well, He's in. He's in because he created what was put into the Hall of Fame. He was a sponsored skateboarder. He's made countless inventive contributions to the sport of skateboarding that made it better. He has made every aspect of what you stand on a better product, and it is none other than Mr. Tim Primarta. And welcome to the show, Tim.
Well, thank you for having me again. I mean, what a build-up. That was nice. I remember the last
time. We've been rehearsing that for a couple of weeks.
No, here's your $5. the last time I was on, I buttered you guys up pretty hard and said that you were two of the most talented radio hosts I've ever met. on.
You have never met any before.
No, I haven't met any. On the best produced show in
Chris?
Radio.
Huh? Uh-huh.
Best produced show
in
radio.
$5 is coming back to you right now.
That's right. That's right. So, and I wanted to give you something, Neil. You know, as I was walking out of my office, a little late, but I was walking out. I saw this wheel, and it is a 1976 original Road Rider wheel, and I thought it was just sitting there and it's kind of glowing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's glowing because I'm pretty jet lagged. It could have just been sitting there, but it looked like it was glowing, and I wanted to give it to you.
Thank you.
Give to Neil. And it's one of a kind. It's got a little mark on the road surface. It was pulled out of a box from the after the man who made it in Cranston, Rhode Island. He passed away. His son gave me a box of these wheels, and I want to give it to you.
Well, thank you very, very much.
And that's probably, I'm just as a aficionado of collectible skateboarding,
Yes, you probably are.
The number one most collectible skateboard wheel on the planet.
Can I put this in the boardroom as a memento you guys have?
I'll tell you what,
little Neil Purbrook section.
Anybody who puts anything in the shop is always marked as yours, and it's yours forever. But sure, is that a Road Rider 4?
It's a Road Rider 6.
That's a 6. Okay,
because
I see that, yes.
The 4s are
smaller.
Well, they're so precious that they've already been hoarded.
Go ahead. So you're jet lagged. What, you're just flying from Sacramento?
Yeah. I got in Sunday morning very early from Taiwan.
Yeah.
And before that, about 10 days in mainland China. And had a ball. But, you know, 14 days out in Asia, you just get on the time, you know, table.
Yeah.
And then you come home. And going over there is really easy, but coming back is brutal.
You spent a lot of time there.
This was my 52nd trip.
To China. Okay, what do you do there?
A lot of karaoke.
Yeah, karaoke.
Shut up. The wife.
Have you seen TC do? Have you seen TC do karaoke?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, you are. He does a mean punk rock "My Way" by Frank Sinatra.
I do. Yeah.
It's
my claim to fame.
No.
Can we give a couple? TC, can we give us a couple bars?
No. My way. I got it.
Well,
manufacturing, right?
Manufacturing. Yeah, we do manufacturing in America. We do some wheels in America. We do trucks in America. We do used to do a lot of skateboards, but thanks to some other brand out in Santa Barbara, we'll go nameless, George Bell, who took skateboarding out to China. He drove the price down so far that we all had to go play by that game and go over there. And so I like to say that, you know, I'll go out to China, but I have a choice. At NHS, you have a choice. And I made the choice to make the best skateboards in the world, not, you know, just okay boards or price point boards. But I have a choice. We can make good or we can make bad. And I choose to make good. So I go over there a lot just to teach everyone how to make really, really good
skateboards.
Good skateboards.
Well, it's interesting you say that. Because Novak, who's your boss,
Richard Novak.
Richard Novak, correct. The founder of Santa Cruz Skateboards.
And the man with the new office.
Well, exactly. But he's always said to me, the best marketing is build the best stuff.
That's the easiest way to market, is to have
the best stuff. Right. And you, the tutelage of Richard Novak, sort of embrace that and have done that. And look where NHS is today, the most powerful skateboard brand in the world.
Okay, you're director of R&D. You started. Can you tell us day one how you got involved in this whole Santa Cruz skateboards NHS?
Before I met Richard Novak, I was 13 years old, and I was building skateboards in my dad's garage in Rio Del Mar. And I would take plywood from San Lorenzo Lumber, and I would go over to O'Neill's and buy some fiberglass cloth. And then I would go down to the Santa Cruz surfboard shop at the end of 41st, and I would buy this polyester resin to make up these composite skateboards. And
that was owned by Richard Novak.
Polyester resin had NHS on it. And I always looked at it and go, what's an NHS? I don't get it. But I was one of the lucky few of my generation. And I'm an Aptos High alum. And our school motto was apathy. So no one really cared about anything except going to the beach and going surfing and laying in the hot sun, which was rare in Rio Del Mar. So I was just one of the lucky few who knew what he wanted to do with his life and career, and I wanted to make skateboards. And once I got the bug with working with Richard and test riding Road Rider wheels for the very first time.
Where'd you test them at?
At the pit, and all over Seascape. You know, we were road riders, and we were, you know, ditch riders, and eventually we became pool skaters. And I was riding out in the ditch on some brand new Road Rider twos. At the pit by Rio Del Mar, before that graffiti and gunite and Caltrans and everything else. Beautiful white concrete. And took a fall, wiped out my mouth, my teeth, my upper jaw, and my face. So I started wearing a helmet after I recovered. And I think Novak and Sherman were looking through the chain link fence, saw this one guy who could skateboard pretty well, but he had a helmet on. And so I'm sure they figured that if I fell down again, that, you know, his parents wouldn't sue me or sue him. So they gave me a job. And the
awesome.
Funny thing was, that's how I got started, was the whole thing was, here, Tim, try these Road Rider wheels and ride them and give me feedback. That's what Richard
right.
said.
But you originally worked for free, though, originally, right? A little bit?
Are you kidding me? Of course I did. I worked for free. But when you're 16 years old and you're working for free, you know, a set of wheels for $28 at the time.
You're getting free swag.
Free stuff. And right. all I had to do was write it, evaluate it, and make suggestions on how to make it better. And I turned that into a 40-year career. By the way, I'm no longer the director of R&D.
Oh, you're not?
No.
What are you?
I have ascended to the director of innovation.
Mm-hmm. The DOI.
You should have had that
the
title
DOI.
All along.
It's
the
DOI.
Yeah. No, that's what I told when we're up. We were honored to be at the Skateboarding Hall of Fame. I think that was 2014, I think. And NHS was elected as nominated and voted in as the icon company of the year. And we were the first icon company to be put in the Hall of Fame. And so I was lucky enough to be, you know, one of the four people up there accepting it on behalf of all of NHS.
Right, right.
And all I said was, all I wanted to do for all of my life was just to make skateboards better, stronger, faster, and last longer. I wanted to innovate. And I've been blessed and lucky to do it. And believe me, had they not given me a job, my wife says I would have been unemployable.
Totally unemployable.
Totally unemployable.
As far as innovations go, there's so many that you've like contributed to. Is there one that rises to the top?
You know, people ask me that, and I did one segment for the Barracks, and they said, you know, what do you think your favorite innovation was? And I looked at them and I went, how about the concave skateboard with an upturned nose?
Right. I always brag about that.
Then I paused and I looked up and I go, you're welcome. Because up until that point, every board had been pretty flat with right. no upturned nose. And although I would have to credit probably, you know, Paul Schmidt for doing either that or Ron Bennett for doing the crazy upturned nose, basically the double kick.
Right.
I had the first upturned nose skateboard. We called it a bevel.
Mm-hmm. Which is back.
Which
we're still selling the bevel in the line. Imagine that all these years later.
That and all these other reissue boards that I am so stoked that, like, dads are buying for dads, and then dads are buying for their kids. And now we're making these, like, little mini versions of what the big boards were in the 80s, and it's just been a lot of fun.
Well, now they're pre-issues of the pros who want to ride reissues.
I know.
You know, which is so cool.
I know.
Skateboarding's in a great place right now.
Do you ever sit around and talk about all the personalities that came together to make up NHS with Rich and obviously Doug Howe and Sherman and Jimmy Phillips and yourself and Bob Denike? Do you often wonder how blessed you are that all these guys came together to make that thing work?
I'll put it to you this way. I walk in the front door each day. You know, it doesn't matter what door it was. You know, for a long time, it was the back of TC's shop.
Yeah.
The boardroom was NHS.
Right.
So
right.
I would walk in. I mean, early on, I had the keys to the building because we'd come in early and we'd work really late silk screening boards. And I always say, you know, you walk in the door and you don't say, oh, no. You go, oh, boy, what are we going to invent today? And right. That kind of attitude's kept me driving through this career. And that's what I try to pass on to, young people who come into the shop and we give them tours.
Right, right, right.
We had Meekster on the show, and he said he used to yell at him for changing in his wetsuit in the bathroom at the 41st Avenue location.
I probably did.
Yeah, he remembers that.
DC, before we go to break, this portion of the show is brought to you by Straw Hat Pizza in Watsonville. I want to let you know that apart from fantastic pizza and weekly fun events, oh, my gosh, my computer just went off, they also deliver in Watsonville, Carlitos. Click on the Facebook page at Straw Hat Pizza in Watsonville. Also brought to you by a local surfing farmers insurance agent, Sean Rovi. If you're looking for home, health, auto, commercial, or renter's insurance, I recommend a call to Sean at 462-3222 or just click on roviinsurance.com. That man has snaked more waves to me than anybody else I know.
You've been eating a lot of pizza? What's going on over there?
No, I haven't been going to pizza. No. I've been staying away. But Sean and I are no longer surfing at Manresa since our buddy Chris's specialized helicopter yesterday saw 14 great white sharks and orcas running around.
First off, is that a promotion for helicopter rides?
Chris does this once a year, that bastard.
Is there a picture?
Hey, that was a huge picture. You know what? It's probably a picture from 3 years ago.
Insane.
He does.
What a great marketing coup.
He does a media blitz. You know what? You're right. There's probably nothing out there. This is Chris, our engineer. Thanks a lot, Chris, for engineering the show tonight. We'll be right back with a very short break. Don't go away.
Attention surfers and paddleboarders. Don't let cold water or cold air take you out of the water for 5 to 6 weeks. Protect your ear canals with custom-made earplugs. The Listening Stack in Capitola is now offering custom earplugs molded to fit your ears perfectly, comfortably protecting your ear canals from the harsh elements of the Pacific Ocean. Stop messing with universal earplugs that don't work and try something that does. Mention Off the Lip Radio and receive an extra $20 off any custom-molded earplugs in our store. The Listening Stack is located at the corner of Capitola Avenue at 41st. Listening Stack. Protect. Enhance. Enjoy. 831-498-9890.
This is Numa and Isaac from Aloha Island Grill. Well, summer's right around the corner here in Santa Cruz, and that means one thing. It's time to come get your grind on at the Aloha Island Grill.
Come over to Aloha Island Grill and eat some food.
We're located on the corner of Portola and 17th Avenue, and we've got a beautiful lanai for you to come sit out on. We've got a fine assortment of plate lunch, fresh ahi poke, and other wonderful treats for you to enjoy.
My favorite food at Aloha Island Grill is Kalua Pig.
We've got ice-cold beer and wine for those hot summer days, and try some of our homemade POG, Passion Orange Guava Juice. It's delicious. For to-go orders, give us a call at 479-3299. Find us on the web at AlohaIslandGrill.com or come on down to 1700 Portola Drive. Aloha Island Grill is a proud member of Think Local First.
And we're back with the Off the Lip Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by The Hideout and Aptos. We'll fill your plate with delicious food with fresh local ingredients. They will pour you a good drink and give you attentive and friendly service where you can talk business, catch a game, or share a meal with your pals. Usually when you walk in, you will always see someone you know. So go check out The Hideout in Aptos. Our guest tonight is the DOI, the Director of Innovation for NHS, Mr. Tim Piumarda, in the show. He's here. Okay, just talk about Novak for a second.
Do I have to?
Yeah, no, yes, you do.
We need this
recorded. What's the hardest part of working for Rich? What's the biggest hurdle that you face?
He demands excellence.
Okay.
I don't mind it, but I mean, all these years he's wanted us to do the very best we can, and so we do. He demands it. The other, I did a birthday video for him years ago when he turned 70, I think, and he's been such a good example. You know, when times get tough, he always played football at Santa Cruz High.
Right.
And he used to say, when times get really tough, you just put your head down and you keep your legs driving as hard. You hit the tackling dummy and you go. Keep right. driving those legs. And so that's what we do. And I think that's the greatest gift he's given me is just perseverance.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy has gone through a lot and in his career. And, you know, from, you know, shops burning down to the
recession.
The couple recessions, about three or four different crashes in the skateboard business, and he just puts his head down and pushes. So, right. You know, we do too. That's how I learned it.
Well, and the only way I laugh about this all the time is he goes to work every day. I mean, whether he works or not, he's there every day.
He gets to 11. To me, Krishna says gets to 11, yeah, and lunch is 12.
Still, listen.
Yeah, I know.
We're talking about a guy that is a multimillionaire in his 70s. He does not have to go to work.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he goes there because he loves it. And that's how you lead by example.
You know, he's also a great resource. We're doing a new project that I can't really talk about, but it is leveraging some technology that he and a guy named Andy Marshall, the old father of Honeycomb and Hexcel, back in the 60s and 70s, Richard and Andy put together some boards called ProFlex boards, which you probably mm-hmm. have in your wallet. Mm-hmm. So we're leveraging that technology to come out with some pretty amazing new skateboards in 2019.
Okay, so it's coming out.
Innovation.
Oh, it's weird, too, because Richard remembers, you know, the time, temperature, pressure, everything I needed to, because I was a little bit too young. I was like 16 years old when he was actually making these up in a little factory in Bonnie Doon. Hmm. And so I can leverage his knowledge still, and that's why it's great to have him come around, because he does remember a lot of those things, from the skateboards to the bearings to the earthings.
Can I segue back to something we talked about earlier?
I just want to mention that also you can watch the show right now on Facebook Live with Santa Cruz Waves.
And we look great.
If you go to Santa Cruz Waves Facebook page, you can
check. Tim looks awesome right now.
He does?
Yeah, he looks great.
With the teeth. Those teeth look good.
I haven't even unpacked my bag.
I know. He looks – for just getting off a plane.
Yeah.
But from China. And that's what I wanted to segue to is, I mean, after 50-plus trips to China.
52.
On manufacturing missions.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people don't understand the China manufacturing system. Is it harder today to do business in China than it was? And I have another question I wanted to ask about is skateboards have aluminum parts, and I know that they're talking about the tariffs of aluminum and so forth. Is skateboarding affected by that?
Let's start with the tariffs and go back to manufacturing China.
Okay.
Start with the tariffs. The news is full of, news. You know, fake news, good news, bad news, whatever it is. But if we have this thing called Google. So about 3 weeks ago when this thing broke, I got really, mad, because I was going, it's only the headlines and you don't get the information that you really, really need. So I got mad and I dug in and I actually found the actual words of the proclamation by the president. And I dug down and found every single harmonized tariff code of what was being applied to the tariffs, and I found that none of it had to do with the type of materials that we have. Mm. It had to do with steel tubes and pipes and giant slabs of aluminum that were, that you use for making boats and aircraft carriers and national security stuff. So when it came down to it, nothing. I wrote a report and gave it to everyone at NHS that so far, none of those things affect what we're doing.
Awesome.
But it took somebody other than this, the world's ending,
right,
to dig in and do it. So I did the due diligence. I figured it out and made a presentation. And then everyone kind of went, oh, glad you did that.
I can breathe. Yeah. I just thought they have stockpiles. I know they used to buy tons of recycled materials from all over the world.
Uh-huh.
And I just assuming that maybe they were so stockpiled it maybe wouldn't affect.
No, because anything that's over there and comes over here is going to face a tariff. If it's a pipe or tube or something. It's really arcane stuff. If you want to get a good night's sleep, read the harmonized tariff schedule of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. And I mean, 16-digit numbers with A's and B's and paragraph C's, and it's just really arcane. But the information's there if you choose to do it. If you only listen to the headlines and the talking heads, you're just going to freak out. So
right.
I did the work.
I love that, because I had questions and you answered them. The other part of the question I was going to ask is, me not really knowing, and I'm asking you because you do, I'm assuming with the cost of goods to get them shipped across the planet and the cost of living going up in China and the demand on resources within the country, I just assume that a lot of the manufacturing this country has left to go over there might not be as cheap as was why everybody went?
Great question. There will someday be a nexus where, you know, that happens, that occurs. We're not there yet. People love paying, you know, what's the retail price point of a 7-ply maple board at your shop?
Retail? Yeah. $52.
$52. Well, if we made it here in the United States, it'd be about $79-$80.
Right.
And there's this delta enough where people go, yeah, I'll just take that. I mean,
about that, Tim, it's been that price for like 20 years.
Yeah.
What else is the same price as it was 20 years ago?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You know what I mean?
Isn't that weird how skateboarding has the skateboard deck has to be handicapped with this weird thing that it can't be more than X.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. There are, I mean, I've made P2 Kevlar top composite boards that, you know, will last 20 times longer than a wood board. But was at a retail price point where a lot of people choked on it. And they would rather buy a...
It's like $15 more.
$15
not a big
really
difference. More. Yeah, it would last 3 or 4 times longer.
And it would only be $15 more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people still shy away. They would shy away from
a huge hurdle to the basic kid.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Although it would last longer. So, I mean, that's the adult inside of us talking. Well, you get more value out of it.
Right. Well, and kids think they're not going to break a skateboard until it breaks.
Right.
Like, and you know what? It's like getting a 7-ply board could break anybody's board. Except mine, of course. Anyone's board can break in the first weekend after they bought it.
Yeah. I have a customer who broke 3 skateboards this week.
Yeah. Have you talked to me?
Skateboarder you would pay to watch?
Oh, that's such a good question. Kyle Wester. And I'll bet you don't even know who he is.
I know Kyle.
He's the fastest
man on the planet.
Was. Somebody actually beat him, but they had like a 25-mile-an-hour tailwind. So I'm calling it no. but Kyle Wester's, he'll put a helmet cam on, and they'll go down some mountain road in Colorado and just – oh, and his wife. His wife is like the fastest woman on a skateboard.
Wow.
And they'll go down, you know, side
Pikes
by side.
Peak type thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I forget the name of the canyon road, but it's just they do it all in the Front Range, and they're screaming fast, you know, 60 miles an hour into hairpins, you know, puck slides on their hands. So Kyle Wester, and he's just a genuinely nice guy. So love
watching
Kyle.
And he's not getting rich doing this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's risking his life.
It's just for
the fun and glory.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy I would say is, God, I cannot believe I'm about to say this, but Steve Olsen.
Oh, we love Olsen.
God,
yeah.
He was so good. He probably is still good, mm-hmm. you know. But Steve was so good that I was actually skateboarding behind him once at the old Winchester skate park, and I thought it was a pretty good hot dog. I was, you know,
yeah, you
18,
were
19 years old, maybe 20, and I was, you know, kicking ass at Winchester, and we were doing this little thing in the Moga Bowl and the washboard
of course,
and he was in front of me, and you know, he did this thing where he just like went up on the wall, didn't like his foot position, got off the board, pushed on a vertical wall, and got his feet back on, and just like he was pushing on the ground. I came up behind him, I rolled right into the clubhouse, took off my pad, said, I'm done. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to get a real job because that guy was just too good.
Just so you know, that's Novak's answer too.
Yeah.
Is Olsen.
Yeah. Novak said that Olsen would show up at a contest. Everybody practiced for 3 days. He'd have a cigarette. He'd step
on
the
board. Jacket on.
And beat them all. And not even practice. Just roll in and win the contest.
Although I did just see, real quick, one of our Crux skaters and mob skater, Nora.
Oh, yes.
On their Please Don't Grab My... video on Thrasher, and wow, it was those girls they rip.
Yeah.
Nora was like, she looked like the queen mom of the whole, you know, group, and she was taking some impacts and falls and doing stuff that I could never imagine doing.
Before we get a break, I want to get mentioned to Judy Yammer, who's just got inducted to the Skateboard Hall of Fame.
See that she went out? She went to her car and they wouldn't let her back in.
They wouldn't.
Yeah, they go, hey, no, once you're out the door, you can't get back in. She goes, no, I'm here, I'm picking up my award. Nope, sorry, can't get back in. You left.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Santa Cruz Mountain Brewery, award-winning certified organic brewery offering seasonal ales, hard ciders, and more. Stop by, enjoy the tap room and beer garden, a great spot to hang out with your mates. For a cold one, check out their weekly goings-on at scmbrew.com and People's Coffee, where Every cup served is fresh brewed organic coffee, daily fresh organic and gluten-free pastries, a warm welcoming staff, and where the owner, Curtis, takes pride in the community coffee shop at the corner of 17th and Bromer in Santa Cruz. I saw Curtis today flying on one of those electric skateboards.
Oh.
So can we come back and talk about electric skateboards with Mr. Piumata when we come back? Neil TC here with Mr. Tim Piumata. We'll be right back on this very short break. Don't go away.
This is Brother Timmy.
And Cleo from Cleo's Corner at Pono Hawaiian Grill.
Featuring wraps, teriyaki bowls, plate lunches, amazing and creative salads, vegetarian and gluten-free options, and over 20 different types of poke, all made to order, fast, fresh, and healthy. And what's your favorite, Cleo?
The chicken fingers.
Located at 120 Union Street in downtown Santa Cruz. Call us for takeout at 831-426-PONO or check us out on the web at PonoHawaiianGrill.com. We put the ono in Pono.
Hey, this is Steve Pereira, the beach guy at Bailey Properties in Santa Cruz. My wife Diane and I have been selling beach homes in the Santa Cruz area since 1982. But what we're really selling is the lifestyle. This is what we call Pereira-dice. We'd love to have you here in Santa Cruz County. If you've been looking for a beach home or you want to sell your beach home, give us a call. We have the experience, knowledge, and we're fun to work with. Hey, check us out on lifesabeach.com, where you can check out updated listings at the beach. Thanks for your support. Give us a call. My wife, Diane, at 818-5939, and Steve at 818-7064. We're the beach people here in Santa Cruz. Give us a call. We know the beach.
Hey, this is Fig from Surf City Sandwich. We offer the finest craft sandwiches in the county with unique and creative flavor combinations sure to satisfy. Our motto, Go Fresh or Go Home, means we take the quality and consistency of our food very seriously. Fresh local bread and produce is delivered to us each day so you can be sure you are eating the best grinds in town, like our delicious tiki tuna or Vulcan mind melt. Try out our latest creations, The Claw, Chipotle Chicken Club, and Calabrian Meatball. We offer craft beer with 8 rotating taps, featuring some of the top local brewers in Santa Cruz. Located at the north end of 41st Avenue in the Soquel Tower Plaza. Call us for takeout at 346-6952. Check out our website for online ordering at surfcitysandwich.com and be stoked on sandwiches.
Goodness gracious. Hey, we're back with the Off Lit Radio Show right here on KSCOAM 1080, 104.1. You can catch the show on KSCO.com. You can listen to the podcast if you want, offlitradio.com. It's on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, all over the place. And you can watch the show live on Facebook with Santa Cruz Way's Facebook page. If you want to give us a call tonight and want to talk to Tim, if you are, I would just call up and say thank you, Tim, because, you know, if you've ridden a skateboard, this man had a lot to do with any skateboard that's been made since day one. He is the director of innovation.
Yeah, no longer the director of R&D.
No, we got rid of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the eraser out.
Well, he had his fingers in snowboards and surfboards and skateboards and all grip any tape. Board. And like, you name it, yeah.
Yeah, the snowboard was kind of fun. We put a skateboard on top of a Tom Sims, one of those yellow doodads.
Yeah.
We got kicked off every single mountain, every resort we were kicked off. And I remember standing at the top of Bear Valley, you know, they were ushering us off the mountain, and I was going, you will rue the day that you kicked us off because we will own your mountain. And I was right. It only took a decade.
You know, what's funny is that, you know, there's a museum at NHS, but that's relatively new. And when I worked at NHS, I was responsible for doing a lot of tours. I'd go into your office. I'd bring
Let's get this straight, because we know the mayor is listening. It's not a museum.
Oh, right,
it's
right.
It's a private collection.
And it was NHS Museum.
What I wanted to say is that I knew where all this weird stuff was. Novak's office had the original wooden independent prototype that nobody knew about, but I knew which box it was under his desk. And I would bring people in and be like, shh. I'd go into the snowboard warranty room, and there was this plywood snowboard that you made, Tim. Yeah. And it had
it had
shelf paper.
Homemade shelf paper on top. Homemade step-in bindings.
Right, exactly. Homemade step-in bindings. Probably one of the oldest snowboards on the planet. But nobody knew about this.
Yeah.
It was like in the back corner behind. And I'm really happy that it's organized and it's on display for customers and friends to see. Because Tim did all this stuff, and it just ended up in different parts of the building.
Right.
And I would go around and show people, and they'd be like, it was like I always call it the Vatican of skateboarding, you know, like the way NHS is, because you would see things that changed skateboarding that Tim made. And earlier in the break, we talked about this, and we'll jump into the next subject, but Tim's worked there for over 40 years, and you kind of forget how cool that stuff is.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's like, I bring people into that building and they literally like drop their knees. They just saw like the blanket you wrapped.
You know, let me wrap that up about the museum. First of all, if you haven't seen it, the private collection, give NHS a call and arrange a private tour.
Yeah.
One person, it could be me, it could be Novak, it could be a variety of people, will give you a tour of the place and then tour you around the entire complex. So you get to go see T-shirts being manufactured.
The Willy Wonka factory.
The Willy Wonka factory, basically where the you know, fun starts. And I think that's where we got the idea for the fun factory.
Yeah.
And go there, check it out. And then do me a favor. I'm a big reviewer on TripAdvisor, but it would look really bad if I reviewed my own building. But if you are a reviewer on TripAdvisor, go do it, because other people who come into Santa Cruz who may not know would look at this thing and go, oh, skateboard private collection. It'd be cool to go to. And
right.
It would just be a really nice thing to – and I'd love to see it packed every day with, you know, a person every hour. We'll make time.
So the public can come and see it.
Oh, yeah. They have to do is just call ahead of time.
Which of the phone number there is?
Area code
831-459-7800.
Okay, so anybody can go check it out. And so if you got dad and son, go take your kids.
Well, we've got people touring from all over the world who will come in and check it out. But one thing I wanted to say about the private collection is that, you know, I always think of myself as, you know, part of the early Santa Cruz skateboard team. And when you think of the history of Santa Cruz, you think of, you know, I think of that those early, early years. But as we were building the displays there, I was doing something for the Jammer display, and Mark Widman needed some sawdust. We were doing like sawdust on the ground showing how the jammers were made. And I was down on one knee and I was tossing some sawdust in that area. And then I stood up, I turned around, and I saw these giant photos of Christian Assoy and Jeff Grosso and all these people that I realized that this is the anniversary of NHS, not just Santa Cruz Skateboards. This is NHS, and it just struck me like a wave that it's much bigger than those humble little beginnings of Santa Cruz Skateboards or Road Rider Wheels. It's bigger than that, with stars throughout all the decades of skateboarding. And just kind of I got really humbled really quickly and to be a part of this thing.
You know what I wanted to ask is, you are like a skateboard scientist. Earlier I said you're the doctor of skateboarding, but you really have made skateboarding you've taken science to skateboarding, and I just wanted to – you've invented a lot of machines to test skateboard products, and I was hoping that maybe you could just describe a couple of those machines to the listeners, because they're amazing, and I don't know of very many companies that have an R&D department like that.
I got the idea. I was at a SIA ski industry show in Vegas one year, early snowboard show, and I saw – what was it? Sands. Who was it? Jeff Sands, who had the step-in binding, the first step-in binding. And he had this booth, and he had all these rad machines grabbing and flexing the boot, trying to show how your step-in binding wouldn't break or pop out. And it just hit me that we need machines. We need to be able to quantify forces on a skateboard, because if you can measure it, you can make it better or stronger or last longer.
Right.
If you can't measure it, you're just in a vacuum.
Right.
So at that point, I decided we're going to make machines to quantify things. So my first thing I did was build a skateboard braking machine, and it worked. You pick it up and drop a load on the kicktail, and you had a pneumatic cylinder holding down the front foot. And so I said, we have to build not ASTM standardized testing machines. Anyone can do that. But we had to build machines that imparted real world forces on the board. And so I did the board breaking machine, which later got computerized and you wouldn't have to do it manually. And then we started getting data acquisition and we were able to measure the anvil as it dropped on the mm-hmm. tail. And that would give us a picture of pop. So I was able to actually quantify what pop is.
And remember, we took it to the Bayview Rumble.
Yeah, they were so mad.
Everybody got so mad because they were breaking boards left and right. They were breaking on like the first drop.
And I had the first early P2. It was called a Power Light, and it had Kevlar top. And Mr. Schmidt, Professor Schmidt, was just livid that I was breaking his boards one after another.
Yeah.
And the Power Light just kept, you know, going hundreds upon hundreds of bomb drops from the mm-hmm. top. This wasn't a classic little, you know, a data test. These were bomb drops from the top, and so boards were breaking. You know,
everybody's board had the same test, and some people got really upset because their boards failed on the first drop.
They did?
Yes.
Yeah, they were livid.
They were livid.
You know, that's one thing we talk about, choosing to be better, and I just chose to. You can do tests, and you can fake it, and you can fake the results, and anything for marketing, and I just have never believed in that. So whenever somebody at NHS throughout the years have said, well, you know, let's fudge the numbers, I go, no, because numbers don't lie. So just tell the truth, use the tools to make the product better. And we've got the world's only wheel dynamometer, which can measure the speed of a wheel. Speed of anybody's wheel. So I spend most of my money going out and buying wheels from my competitors so we know where we stand compared to them.
Okay.
And if we don't stand well, then we re-engineer to make it better.
Okay. Our favorite question for the what do we call them, TC?
Seasoned.
The seasoned guests. You see a seasoned guest? Your date, you have to, okay, your first day at NHS was what date?
Oh, God. September 17th, 1977.
He's a seasoned guest.
Yeah, we'll give him seasoned.
Seasoned guest. Yeah. Okay. 1977 up till now, your favorite decade was what and why?
Now. Totally now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's skateboarding, maybe the first
the skateboarding
time.
That's going on right now is because I'm an old skateboarder and I know what it takes to do what they're doing. And God, they're good. God, they're good. They're mind-boggling. In fact, it's almost mind-numbing to watch video after video of what guys are doing and what this new group of girls are doing.
Yeah.
That and having fun doing it, especially watching the girls. They're having so much fun doing it. So now is the time to be in skateboarding because around the world, skateboarding's happening. I just came back and Keith Wilson and Ben Woody came back from Shenzhen, China, and they're teaching skateboarding in schools
in
as
China.
Part of PE.
Good. Wow.
That's very cool.
Yeah, a super big change. So my vote is
now.
And I've always been a now guy. I hate looking back. I really do hate looking back because if you spend all your time looking back, you bump into things.
There's no future in the past.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Neil TC here with Tim P. Miata. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Kayak Connection in Monterey Bay's favorite outfitter for sea kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, rental, sales lessons, and tours. With locations at the Santa Cruz Harbor and the beautiful Elkhorn Slough. Top 10 Elkhorn Slough is one of the top 10 wildlife viewing destinations in North America.
Pardon me, but that is my favorite store and also my favorite place to sea kayak.
Mm. Perfect. For booking info, go to kayakconnection.com. Neil TC, we'll be right back. It's a very short break. Don't go away. Thinking of a vacation in Santa Cruz? Then contact Beach Nest Vacation Rentals at 831-722-0888 to make your reservation. The very best local vacation management company with their staff will take care of the tiniest of details to better your memorable Monterey Bay holiday. They are pet friendly with a choice of homes on or close to the beach in Santa Cruz and the Central Coast. For further information, go to beachnest.com or follow them on Facebook.
Chill Out Cafe on 41st Avenue Santa Cruz is not just a block from some of the world's best surf, but it is also where you can go relax and order the tastiest grub before and after your sesh. Plump burritos, fresh salads, sky-high sandwiches, and a superb selection of hot and cold drinks. They have something for you. Go to chilloutcafesantacruz.com to view their menu. And to place your order to go, call 831-477-0543. Chill Out Cafe, where they roll the fatties.
And we're back with the Off Lit Radio Show. I want to give a shout out to the upcoming shows next week, the SoCal High Jazz Band, where we stick about 35 kids in the KSU studio.
I love that show.
And let them rock. It's our third annual visit with them.
They're awesome.
May 22nd, Steve Coletta. May 29th, Cody Dumont with Boosted Boards is going to be here. June 5th, Awaco. You heard of that? Heard of that company, Awaco? With Taylor Paul and Brett Freitas, where you can go rent a surfboard all over the world.
Travel anywhere and get a board, yep.
They're going to come on the show. Schmitty from Thrasher Magazine is going to be here with...
Oh, who's she's coming? He's coming... Oh,
The gal's name?
Oh,
the first professional woman skateboarder?
Oh, no.
Come on.
Her... Bootleg. The girl that rode for Bootleg. Oh, my God.
Too late. Yep. June 19th, Bob Pearson from Mara Surfboards, our very
Alyssa Steamer.
First guest.
Alyssa Steamer's coming.
Bob Pearson from Mara Surfboards is returning.
With red pants.
I'm going to make it red or yellow.
I'm saying red.
I'm going yellow.
Okay.
And the following week, that would be the following week after Bob Pearson would be Emmanuel Guzman will be in the studio.
Which is fantastic. Yeah. We haven't had E-Man on the show. Nope. And probably, you know, one of the top successful skateboarders in modern time from Santa Cruz, for sure. So it's great.
I want to give a shout out to my show tomorrow night, the Owl Local Radio Show, because coming on the show is Sarah Shinsky, the young lady that got assaulted in downtown Santa Cruz. And she was assaulted by a homeless man. And who attempted to rape her, and she is coming on the show tomorrow night. There's a lot to talk about with her because
I'm proud of her for standing up and saying I'm gonna make a change.
Yeah, so she's coming on us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here on KSCO on the Owl Locker Radio Show. My guest tonight or our guest tonight is Tim Piumato. We'll talk about electric skateboards a little bit. NHS has not got involved in that at all, have they?
We I gave it a little go and then decided to let the pros have it.
Mm. Tough business, you think?
No, it's. You said the guy from Boosted's going to be on.
Yeah, Cody's going to be here.
I bought one of their boards.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, that was, you know, after going downhill, right, using gravity, I used to live out behind SoCal High out on the hilltop area, and I bought one of his boards, and oh my God. God, what a lot of fun to be able to go uphill at speed. Think about it. Uphill at speed, not pushing.
Right.
It makes you giggle every time you do it. And I'm not kidding. I even gave it a name because it was so dumb, not pushing, going up a hill. People, you know, neighbors would be watching me do this, and I called it stand gliding. You're standing and you're gliding, but you're not doing anything.
Right.
You're carving and traversing like you'd be snowboarding uphill. Love it. But you know what? They got such a jump on the technology that – let them have it, man. They earned it. They deserve it. They're rad. Those boards are great. I know there's another company who
Inboard
who put the motors in. I've not ridden one of those, but I really want to.
Yeah.
But they are. Come on, man. Electric skateboards.
I was at Sears Point for an automobile race, and at night these guys all had, you know, some guys had boards, and they were flying around the track, going uphill at like 20 miles an hour. Having a blast.
And a friend of mine said that in the city, in San Francisco, they're everywhere. It's how people are getting around.
Now, one thing that I did learn from one guy who was going through an intersection, I stopped, and he said, hey, don't try this. You know, this is not for the timid because there are Wi-Fi or Bluetooth dead zones where you'd be going along and there's so much interference that bam, you're you
controller.
Cut out.
Right.
And with certain boards, if you cut out, you really get pitched forward because you have no power to there. So he said, you know, you got to know where you're going and get the city dialed.
You know, I live on the train tracks and that greenway, the if they ever get like a trail I can imagine how electric skateboards for commuting, how fun that could be on that trail.
Don't even get me started on the train. I want trains.
You want no
trains.
You want a train.
Are you kidding me? I just came from a couple countries, three countries that were changed by rail travel, and in particular Hong Kong, where, the, you know, every 2 minutes there is a subway that takes you somewhere that you need to go, and it moves millions of people. The only thing I can think of is that it'll never work because there's just not enough people.
Yeah, we only have 85,000 people.
Not enough people, and they all want to sit on Highway 1 down at the Aptos Creek, you know, at a dead stop while people can't figure out how to make a left-hand turn, a gentle left-hand turn, and go up a hill on Highway 1.
Yeah.
Come on, people, step on the gas. It's called a freeway for a reason. You're free to go fast.
We found what he's passionate about.
No, sitting in traffic for an hour.
Yeah, next week's show is with Tim Piumata. We'll talk about the train travel here in Santa Cruz County.
The Greenway. Yeah.
So what's coming down the pike? Anything we can't talk about what's coming down the pike?
We're working on a really, really cool skateboard design that is, it's still a skateboard. Yeah, it's got a kicktail. It's got concave side to side, but it's got Everslick on the bottom because we brought back Everslick after we brought it out in December of 1989. Everslick's back, but it's going to be this insanely thin, light, stiff board, balanced, because it's got to be balanced. Can't have a megalite board with heavy trucks and wheels, or through the conservation of angular momentum, the board will flip around the truck. So we're working on it. New board, new wheels,
everything.
New everything.
Well, yeah, and boy, I'll tell you, I would say in 2 months' time, there's going to be a huge tectonic shift. That's all I can say.
All right.
Do you think big's coming, Tim? He's making bold predictions right now.
I'm going to use my new teeth to bite my lip.
Wow. All right.
Final question: TC and I, will be stepping on dangerous ground if we decide to have a Novak roast show?
Way dangerous. I'm not being involved with that show.
No, I'm asking Tim. Do you think?
You know, it's kind of like, I hate to say this, Richard, I know you're listening, probably, but, you know, you probably have six listeners. Honestly, I mean, we all believe that, you know, certain people are, you know, pillars of the industry, but everyone has their lives. So I really wonder how many people really would care.
Right.
You know, I would care. I did a roast for him. It ended up being a tribute to his birthday.
Yeah,
it was great.
I couldn't roast him because he was just too nice. And isn't that funny, because his persona, or reputation is so wrong and precedes him so far ahead. People just have these you know, they haven't had the pleasure of working with him.
Exactly. I say that all the time. It's way too easy to talk bad about people you don't know.
Right. And it would be a tribute, because Rich's his contribution to the show has been endless.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I ever asked him to come on, he's here.
He really enjoys the radio.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, Ross Scott won't come on by himself. Rich has to come down with him. So, you know, Rich, would you come on with Rob? Yeah, he's always here.
He was a guest host one night.
He was.
Yeah.
Have you guys had Jeff Kendall on?
Oh, yeah, a couple
times.
Okay,
did he actually say anything?
A couple words.
I think he
giggled. Because when we did the movie Wheels of Fire with Scott Dietrich, I tried to get them all to talk, you know, do voiceovers.
Yeah.
And it took a case of beer, and Ross Scott finally would talk. But Kendall was like, yeah. Well, you know, skating around Indianapolis, it's kind of fun. If it's loud, it's cool.
Tim, thanks for coming on the show.
Love it.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
We've had a great time. The support of this show has been brought to you by, for the past 5 years of this show.
By the way, Tim made a bold prediction that the world's going to really change in a couple months.
TC and I hate to stop, Ben. A few blocks from KSCO, delicious Italian food provided hosts Sergio and Giulietta. It's about as close as you can get to Italy without having to go. So if you want great food, go check it out right down
Chicken
the street
piccata.
At Star Benny. This is Neil, TC. I want to thank Chris, our engineer. And once again, I do want to thank Tim Piumata, who's jet-lagged.
Fresh
off the plane from China. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
We should probably have masks on right now, hanging out with him.
See you tomorrow night with an hour local radio show with Sarah Shinsky's going to be in the studio. And next week, don't forget, get it ready. The SoCal High Jazz Band will be playing live in concert. It's always a lot of fun.
It's a big show. We get
a lot of fun.
There's trombones and tubas and stuff in here.
Good time.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. See you next week. Go Warriors. Woo!
From Capitola to Carmel, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz.
serving Northern California for over 65 years. This is KSCO Santa Cruz.
Going to the polls? The Iran deal. I'm Ann Cates. Primaries have been held in four states today, including West Virginia, where controversial candidate Don Blankenship has conceded the Republican Senate race. CNN political director David Chalian reports he did not have the backing of President Trump.
The Republican establishment was so concerned that this would be sort of just handing a Senate seat that should be winnable because the president won West Virginia by 42 points in 2016. Just handing it to the Democrats. That's not the case now. Huge sigh of relief. And President Trump's going to get a pat on the back from unlikely allies in this town for him, the Republican establishment.
Reaction to President Trump's decision to pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear accord.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani responded to President Trump's announcement, saying his nation would continue to negotiate with the other countries in the deal. If those other nations decide to help with U.S. sanctions, Rouhani is threatening to start nuclear enrichment programs again. That brought this threat from Mr. Trump.
If the regime continues its nuclear aspirations, it will have bigger problems than it has ever had before.
In a rare statement, former President Obama replies, without the agreement, the United States could eventually be left with a losing choice between a nuclear-armed Iran or another war in the Middle East. Bob Costantini, The White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in North Korea to prepare for the upcoming summit with President Trump and ask about Americans in custody there. Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski.
The detainees is not being presented as front and center. When Pompeo was asked about it by reporters today, he said that he has not gotten a commitment from North Korea on that issue, but he was going to, of course, bring it up again and hope that North Korea did the right thing.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 3 points, the NASDAQ up 2, the S&P down 1. I'm Ann Cates.
The way I understand it, this person came into your home and stole all of your radios.
Every radio I had to my name.
Mm-hmm. Including transistors?
Yes. Well, he left me one earplug, I'll say that for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, did he take anything else?
Just the radios. And a couple of pieces of fruit.
I see. Well, what...
A banana and 2 Kodota figs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deny him the fruit.
No. Are you and your husband going to replace the radios?
Well, we'll have to. Arthur is late for work because he has no radio to keep reminding him of the time and traffic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to keep me company while I work around the house.
I can imagine.
We have a 10-room house. We had a radio in every room.
Then he stole all 10 radios?
11.
11.
He also stole the car.
Who listens to radio? Only 150 million people. That's all.
Talk.
Mickey Mouse and the UFC are getting together.
The Walt Disney Company and the UFC have reached a multi-year deal to bring live UFC events to ESPN Plus beginning in January of 2019. ESPN announced the partnership that will bring up to 15 live UFC events on the streaming service every year. ESPN will also air other UFC content across their multiple platforms, including a 30-minute special prior to every UFC pay-per-view event. Dana White's Tuesday Night Contenders series will also be part of the package. ESPN launched its ESPN Plus streaming platform last month, which includes live sports and exclusive content for $4.99 per month. I'm TJ Coutini.
Bill and Ted are becoming a trilogy. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter will return as the iconic time-traveling metalheads for a third time in Bill and Ted Face the Music, featuring the duo as middle-aged and bogged down by family responsibilities. It's been nearly 30 years since Bill and Ted's first excellent adventure. I'm Ann Cates.
Hi, it's MZ from KSCO in Santa Cruz. Recently, I have developed an addiction. It's an addiction to feeling good. What caused this addiction is taking the premium quality plant-derived minerals available from radiominerals.com on a regular basis. I've been involved in the distribution of these minerals for over 20 years, but I'm ashamed to admit that it's only recently that I've made a serious effort to take the minerals every day, not just occasionally when I happen to think about it. It's amazing how different and better I am. I feel when I take these minerals, and my body is not minerally deficient. Every body can feel better if they will take care of their body. It doesn't take much, and it's not expensive. Check it out for yourself online or via telephone. Find more information, hear lectures, watch videos, read articles, and order online at radiominerals.com. That's radiominerals.com, or call our radiominerals.com voicemail at 350-1340. That's 350-1340.
One more minute and I might just slip. Ease of mind, back up, pull the crib. JD on the rock, so we take a sip. Countless days just wasted away. Name is banned that I will take to the grave. One thing said to a spotlight's name. Damn, this unwanted fame. Here we go again. Couple of our closest friends. Chilling, just doing what we do. Out here in Santa Cruz. Choices up to you, yeah. So be sure to do what your heart says you decide to say.
Good evening. You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, 104.1 FM, 107.9 FM San Jose, 95.7 Salinas and Watsonville,